Let us pray. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light, who is Jesus our Lord. You make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son. Grant that we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, and that we would go forth and proclaim him to all the earth. Amen. From heaven above, the angels sing, on earth below, our praises bring.
Our Lord has come with us to dwell.
Now we go out, good news to tell. In a little stable, far across the sea, was a little baby, just like you and me.
Mm-hmm. My family and I watched Charlie Brown's Christmas last night, and believe it or not, it is actually the first time that I have seen that movie. For those of you who are not uncultured Philistines like myself, you know well that Charlie Brown's Christmas and what it is about. Charlie just isn't feeling that Christmas spirit. Joy and cheer and a certain benevolence towards all mankind. Instead, the lights, the songs, and the festivities only highlight the fact that he isn't really very happy at all. And thus, he sets out to discover the true meaning of Christmas, just as many generations of cartoon characters would do in generations to come. Which brings us to the question, what is the true meaning of Christmas? We know it isn't the lights, the cookies, the presents, although I do dislike it when pastors rail against these things, first because I think they're fun. They bring a certain feel to the season, which I really do think upholds the true meaning of Christmas, and second, I really don't think that many of you are under the delusion that the meaning of Christmas is the various ornaments of the season. Watch any Christmas special, and they will always point you to something beyond those things, to something deeper, whether it be friends and family, the spirit of giving, or some such thing. But neither are these things the meaning of Christmas. Christmas is not about some abstract feeling of charity and goodwill toward men, nor love in an abstract sense. In fact, it is not about a feeling at all. The children of Zion are gathered here this night to tell you what Christmas is about. The reason for the season that from heaven above Christ our Lord has come to be born a man. That love was not an abstract feeling, but an incarnate person. And that he did not keep a tally of all those wrongs that we've committed against him. He did not come as a judge, but to bring us the forgiveness of sins and reconciliation with God through his life and through his death. And the joy, the goodwill, and the benevolence that we feel in this season stems from that foundational act of love. That God became man for us and for our salvation. And so sit back and enjoy the presentation tonight as the children proclaim that message to us. The ushers may come forward to receive the offering.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there is no place for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 7.
Coming down from heaven above. Jesus came to us in love.
God himself became a child, Mary's baby, sweet and mild.
From heaven above.
To earth in love.
Surely.
the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14.
Angels filled the sky with light.
Sing out into the night.
God has sent his Son for all.
The gift of grace comes for all.
In the city of David, a king for men.
Find him in a cattle pen.
There, God's glory shines bright.
From heaven above.
You may with us his glory share. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20.
The shepherds marveled at the word. Their minds were shocked, their hearts were stirred.
They ran to see this wonder new,
the Savior born for me and you.
And when they saw the promised Lord, their joy and adoration soared.
They spread the news both far and wide across the quiet countryside.
From heaven above!
Heaven above, our Lord came down to wear for us a thorny crown. He died to save us from our sin. He rose again, our life to win. The angels came, great news to tell. The shepherds saw Emmanuel. Now we can share the truth we know as messengers where'er we go.
From heaven above.
From heaven above,
the angels sing.
On earth below,
our praises ring.
Our Lord has come
with us to dwell.
Now we go out,
good news to tell.
The angels gave,
good news to tell.
The shepherds ran,
good news to tell.
Now we go out,
good news to tell.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, you sent your Son to earth to be our Savior. You sent the angels down to tell the good news. You sent the shepherds out to tell the good news. And you send us now to tell the good news. Help us share the message of your love throughout the earth, the world. In his name we pray. Amen.
Lord above is with you wherever you go. May the peace of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit be with you every day as you go forth and tell of his love to others. Amen.